Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Orpheum Theater and by the Community Foundation of Greater Memphis. Well, as you all know by now, I'm sure, this year is the 200th anniversary of the founding of the city of Memphis. It is our bicentennial. There have been various events, and there's one coming up next week that I think you're going to want to take a chance on and take a look at. Rhodes College and Memphis Reads and Christian Brothers University are putting together a Memphis Bicentennial panel discussion and concert. It's going to be on Wednesday night at CBU, Thursday night at Rhodes. Dr. Karen Golightly is Associate Professor of English at CBU. Dr. Jonathan Judakin is the Spence L. Wilson Chair in the Humanities at Rhodes. And they have both joined me to talk about this event because you guys are heavily involved in this because in a search for an appropriate book to read for Memphis Reads, it turns out you ended up actually editing one yourself called Memphis 200 Years Together. Jonathan, tell us about the book here and how this came to be.
Well, you know, when Karen started Memphis Reads in 2014, the idea was to create a program that would build community one book at a time. And every year, we, in a committee of a number of other people, have selected one book, generally a great work of fiction, like last year was Colson Whitehead's The Underground Railroad.
Right.
Terrific books, brilliant authors. This year we wanted to celebrate the bicentennial, and we put our heads together and knocked around some ideas about one author or another author, one book, and we basically thought that there really isn't one book that brings together all of the diversity of Memphis that includes all the aspects of its culture, the history of food, music, business, education, religion, sports. So there are books that cover history or a slice of history and politics, but in 150 pages or so, there's really nothing like this. And what we did was put our minds together and recruit some of the best writers and the best scholars in Memphis, worked with a local publisher, and put this book together in about 5 or 6 months, which was a totally crazy undertaking. But hopefully what we've done is leave something that is going to be a legacy well beyond Memphis 200, but it's the basis for this year's Memphis Reads book.
Yeah, it's just recently out. You can find it here around town. And you were talking about some of the folks involved in this. And do we know all these people? Tim Huebner and Molly Caldwell Crosby and Wayne Dowdy and Charles Hughes, Jennifer Biggs, David Waters. And it just goes on and on with very well-known authors here in our area. So that's exciting in itself. And I encourage everyone to get the book just to read that. Karen, what is happening with this event next week?
So on Wednesday night, we will have a panel discussion with some of our contributors from the anthology. So we'll have Jeff Calkins, Charles Hughes, and Zandria Robinson come and be moderated by Lee Harris, Shelby County Mayor Lee Harris, to discuss the book, discuss Memphis and its birthday, and the past and the present and the future as well. So, and it will follow with a concert by Motel Mirrors featuring Amy Levere, because we know how important Memphis music is to our past and our present. And so we really wanted to, in some ways, encompass all of those aspects of Memphis, just like the book does.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a very interesting event. And all of these folks are obviously well-known authors in the area that we have read for many years.
Honestly, I think the really wonderful thing about the book is that many of these people have spent a lifetime writing about these issues or have published individual books that get concentrated into like a 10 or 15 page chapter. So these are beautiful little nuggets, really, by the best people around on their individual topics, covering all these different aspects of Memphis life, past, and really reflecting on where we are now.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Charles Hughes is going to be talking about Memphis music. And, of course, Jeff Calkins, naturally, will be talking about the Tigers, the Grizzlies, and the city we wish to be. And Zandria Robinson's should be really interesting, Real Museums of Memphis. Now,
she wrote that piece for the 50th anniversary of the MLK assassination. It's a right. really profound and interesting piece about who holds the memory of the city. And it's a reflection on her experience visiting the National Civil Rights Museum and her experience in dialogue with her mother, who is a repository of the past and a very different soundboard for thinking about memory and meaning making in Memphis today.
Karen, normally, you know, with these Memphis Reads events, you have a bunch of things going on. So are there additional events that folks should know about?
There are, and they're really exciting, and they run the gamut, just like the book does, of all different areas and interests for everybody. So there is an amazing exhibit at the Pink Palace called Making Memphis, 200 Years of Community. That will be there until October 20th, so mm-hmm. be sure to check that out. And it's normal hours for the Pink Palace Museum. And we will have the Memphis Music Listening Party with Robert Gordon and Charles Hughes on September 11th at the Memphis Public Library. Memphis 3.0 and the Digital Divide, which is September 17th at the University of Memphis. And then 200 Years of Religion in Memphis on October 9th at the Memphis Theological Seminary.
Well, all of that sounds certainly appropriate.
Yeah, and it's all the whole schedule with times and everything is at memphisreadsbook.org.
There you go. You can get all the information there. We're talking about Memphis Reads and their Memphis Bicentennial panel discussion and concert. It is at CBU on the 18th, which is Wednesday, and then at Rhodes on the 19th, which is Thursday. And again, for more information, memphisreadsbook.com.
Org.
Yep. I should have known. I always guess wrong. Jonathan, you and I have been talking about this book since you first started working on it several months ago, and I know it's been a lot of work, but I feel like this is something that you can really be proud of, that I think this has added to certainly the history and the culture of the city.
You know, when Karen and I sat down to write the introduction, we started to think about the monuments, which are really, and the monuments coming down, the three Confederate monuments that came down in October of 2017. And we reflected on the fact that really this book could be kind of placed on the plinths that are now empty of where those monuments once stood. So we see the book really as a counter monument mm-hmm. to Memphis, unlike the story of the Lost Cause and of a particular whitewashed version of what Memphis is all about that was represented by those monuments. This book explores in a very diverse and very inclusive and very pluralistic way the triumphs and tragedies that get at the past in Memphis. So I think we are really proud. And I do think that it's going to be a book that will stand up for a while because of who the authors are that contribute to it, and because there are so many different voices that get at the many different kinds of stories that make up this city past and this city present.
I especially like the subtitle, 200 Years Together, and I think that's a really critical point to make. Karen, one of the things that I think is important about this, among many, is that it's not just a history. It is a snapshot of where we are now.
It is, and it's a look to our future as well. And in some ways, we are all defined by our past, but and Memphis is as a city. And some of that is a struggle and embracing that and learning from that and growing from that. And some of it is a celebration as well. So it's sort of a birthday gift in some ways, but it also comes with some baggage. And so it's a way in which we can discuss the issues that have faced us in the past and that we face today in order to sort of look to a better future.
Very nice. Memphis Reads, Rhodes College, and CBU presenting a Memphis Bicentennial panel discussion and concert next Wednesday, the 18th at CBU, next Thursday, the 19th at Rhodes. And if you'd like more information, go to memphisreadsbook.org. You can get all the info there. My guest today, Dr. Jonathan Judakin, Spence L. Wilson Chair in the Humanities at Rhodes, and Dr. Karen Golightly, Associate Professor of English at CBU. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.